All human beings tend to make some beliefs more central in their lives. And this is especially true when it comes to beliefs about God. But this fact raises an important issue that often perplexes followers of Christ. If what we believe about God is so central to all human thought, why are human beings prone to turn away from God?
The Bible tells us that all men and women and children know God deep down in their hearts, in their minds, and in their consciences. But Romans chapter 1 tells us that ever since Adam and Eve sinned, that we have turned in the depths of our hearts from worshiping the true God to worshiping idols or anything that's created by God. And so the human heart is practically a factory, a source, the root of all kinds of idols. Well, in North America, in the West, we think of money perhaps as one of the great idols that we worship. But there are more subtle idols such as recreation and leisure and a sense of privacy that I want to be left alone and not to be really well known by my friends. In perhaps non-Western cultures, as well as Western, perhaps our children and their education, their future, their comfort might be so important that it's more important than Jesus Christ, and therefore it is an idol. So, you know, anything that God has given to us, if we place it as more important than the Lord Jesus Christ, can become an idol.
The Bible indicates that humans are very prone to turn away from the true God to the false gods. This has to do especially with the Bible's doctrine of sin. It doesn't have to do as much with the fact that we are creatures in relation to a great creator, but rather that we are sinful creatures in relation to God. Paul talks about this, of course, in Romans 1:18 through 32, where he indicates that God has actually revealed at least certain things about himself, his transcendence, his godhood, his immortality, and his goodness through what he has made. So you do have what scholars refer to as natural revelation. But Paul, in that same chapter, makes it clear that although God has given revelation of himself through what he has made, and therefore on that basis we as creatures should be able to recognize God truly on the basis of looking around at creation, that in fact sin has come into the picture, and sin acts in such a way as actually to blind us even with regard to the truth of God as God has revealed it to us in creation. And so left to ourselves, we will in fact identify as God or identify as divine qualities those things that are not true of God at all. In other words, we will create gods of our own imagination as substitutes for the true God. The only way in which human beings can actually find God and know God truly, as far as the scriptures are concerned, is insofar as God reveals himself to them, as God takes the initiative in revealing himself. And so the Bible teaches really that the only way that human beings can know God truly is, to use a theological expression, by special revelation. His dealings with his people, Israel, beginning with Abraham on, of course, to culmination in Jesus Christ, and especially as God has revealed himself in Christ.